With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands men's national football side competed against FC Tehran, a professional club from Kazakhstan and Moldova in Europe this week. Cayman first played FC Tehran, losing 5-1 to the foreign side. The lone goal for Cayman was scored by Gunnar Studenhoff. And on Tuesday, Cayman faced Moldova in an international friendly where Cayman men suffered a 4-0 defeat. CIFA's president Alfredo Whitaker says this was a fantastic experience for them.
Yes, it was a great, great experience for this young, talented Cayman national team. A long trip. The base of the national team was our young U-20 that recently participated in our World Cup qualifiers in St. Kitts and Nevis. Six of these players was part of the starting 11. Gunnar Struggleneff left a great impression, and the premier team that we play against was actually interested or are interested in his service. I think we all know that he's part of the Colorado Rapids organization, so for us was great. The coaches are really excited for what the future looked like, and the feedback from other members, not only of the delegation but also from the other teams, is pretty good. We have young little players at 17, 18, 16, a few with 21, 22 years old, and the experience was very, very good for us. I think this is the first time in the history of the Cayman Islands Football Association that we managed to get our national team to participate on a FIFA date in Europe. That is pretty remarkable, and it makes me and by extent the rest of our executive committee very proud and very pleased, because we know that what next for this team, or for our national team, what we had put together is looking very, very promising. Let's continue to wish well to the coaches and the national team, and let's see what the future brings for us.
Both matches were played in Antalya, Turkey, and the fixture against Moldova marked Cayman's first official FIFA international friendly since 2009. The Cayman national men's side will now turn their attention to the 2026 FIFA World Cup campaign, which begins this June in a qualifying game against Antigua and Barbuda, and to be held at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. Synchronized swimmers have jetted off to the Charifta Artistic Swimming Championships in Florida starting this week. The Caribbean Games is heading to Coral Springs this year for an exciting showcase of solos, duets, teams, and combination category routines. 15-year-old Ali Philp is the captain for the junior national team.
Okay, so you've done this before?
Yeah.
So you're experienced in this department?
Yeah.
What about last year? Have you shared with your team this year, you know, to help them understand what they're going to be competing in?
Well, we had a bunch. So last year we had a team, one big team that went, and we had quite a few problems with like injuries and stuff, but I think we've all kind of like learned and like grown along the way. So we're kind of all been in this for a long time, so.
Oh, okay. This is how many years have you done this?
I think around six.
6 years?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's amazing. And you guys did so well last year.
Yeah.
What do you think your chances are this year?
I think everyone in juniors would really like to go on the podium. We don't have as big of a team this year, but we have small duets. So I think everyone's just going to try as hard as we can and place.
Megan Palmer, the artistic swimming assistant coach, is quite pleased to see where the swimmers are at.
I am very, very proud to coach the swimmers that I do. I think they bring a lot of heart and a lot of dedication and passion to the sport, and it's awesome to be able to pass on all that I've learned in my career to them and just have a lot of love, and I'm excited to see them swim.
The team left Cayman on Tuesday for Coral Springs. The tournament begins on March 28th, that's tomorrow, through the 31st over the Easter break. Local boxer Nathaniel Antunes won his very first fight at the recent Stephen Ross Memorial Boxing Show. Antunes faced Jason Bethel of Bahamas with a fast-paced first round that had both fighters landing heavy blows. However, by the second round, Bethel had nothing left in the tank. Antunes took full advantage and ultimately got the stoppage win 54 seconds into the round. I caught up with the fighter after his bout.
I feel very happy to have won my first amateur bout.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to more amateur bouts to be winning.
So I heard your coach talking. Tell me some of the things that you would do differently if you were to face this same opponent again.
Well, first of all, like he was saying a while ago, I started to play his game a little bit when he rushed in, but as I pushed him off and I was able to jab my way back in and keep the distance between me and him, I feel like that was good. So more of that and less brawling, less flinging, and more calculating in technical shots.
Awesome. What's next for you now, Nathaniel?
What's next for me now? Well, first of all, it's back to the gym on Monday and training.
Don't forget the pizza. You gotta have pizza. That's everybody eats their pizza.
Yeah, my coach was teasing me about that because my first question for him training up to this fight was the no rice.
Right.
No
right.
rice. So getting off the stuff that was bad for me and being able to cut weight. So now I'm able to, you know, eat whatever I'd like.
Exactly. I interrupted you though. What's next for you?
What's next for me? So, matter of fact, I think we should have some new bouts coming up in May, I think they said. So that should be very interesting. Okay. I don't know. There will be more Caymanian guys, but I was told there will be more international as well to fight with us again. So that's something to look forward to.
The fight night that was held at Bevy saw four technical knockouts, including a first-round stoppage. And that'll take us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.